Hi there, I'm Caroline Thor, professional organiser, KonMari consultant, teacher and mum of three. I started off my life as a mum feeling overwhelmed, disorganised and desperately trying to carve out some time for me amongst the nappies, chaos and clutter. One day, one small book called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying changed everything and I began to learn strategies for making everyday life easier. Today I have the systems in place that means life can throw almost anything at me and I want to share them with you. If you're an overwhelmed mum struggling to keep it together, then this is the podcast for you. Grab a coffee and settle in for a quick chat with someone who gets your reality. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Living Clutter-Free Forever podcast, a podcast that helps you simplify your life and organise your home. I'm your host, Caroline, a KonMari consultant with years of experience in decluttering and organising spaces of all sizes. And today I'm having one of those mornings. You know, those ones where you get up and you think, I should have just gone back to bed. So I have got two pigeons sitting outside calling to each other very loudly. So hopefully you won't hear them in the background. And I've just had a phone call with the doctor who is going to be operating on my shoulder on the 10th of May. That's a whole nother story. Only to be told I'm not going to be able to drive for 4 weeks, which is going to make it really hard to go and visit clients. So I'm not very amused this morning. And so I thought I'm going to make a coffee. I'm going to sit down and have a chat with you, because that sounded like a more fun thing to do than other things I had planned, like cleaning. So today's episode is all about organizing clutter in a small home. Whether you're living in a studio apartment or a tiny house, we all know that living in a small space can come with its own set of challenges. With limited storage and living areas, it can be difficult to find a place for everything, and therefore it's really hard to keep your home clutter-free. So that's why today's topic is so important and relevant, and I'll be sharing tips and strategies for how to declutter and organise your small space so you can create a home that's both functional and beautiful. So whether you're feeling overwhelmed by clutter or just looking for some inspiration to help you live a more organised lifestyle, this episode is just for you. All right, let's get started with the first tip. For organizing clutter in a small home, are you ready? Tip number one is all about prioritizing and decluttering. You may be thinking, Caroline, I already know this stuff. You talk about it all the time. But trust me, starting with decluttering is key to achieving a clutter-free home. It sort of makes sense, really, doesn't it? The first step is to sort through your possessions and decide what you want to keep. This can be tough, especially if you have sentimental attachments to certain items or are afraid of letting things go in case you might need them someday. One tip I have is to ask yourself a few questions as you're going through your belongings. So, for example, when was the last time you used this item? Does it bring you joy or serve a purpose in your life? If not, it might be time to let it go. Another helpful strategy is to apply the KonMari method and divide your belongings into categories such as clothes, books, or kitchen items. This can help you see just how much you have of each category and make it easier to decide what to keep and what to sell or donate. If you want to get started with the KonMari method and just don't know where to begin, I've got a really great starter guide that I've created. You can download it at caroline-thor.com/starter, or the link is in the show notes. So now, when it comes to getting rid of unwanted items, there are a few options. Donating is a great way to give your belongings a second life and help others in need. Look for local charities or non-profit organisations that accept donations, or check out online marketplaces like Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace or eBay to sell your items. So there you have it. My first tip for organising clutter in a small home: prioritize and declutter. Now, we've tackled decluttering. Let's move on to tip number two for organizing clutter in a small home: maximize storage space. That will happen anyway when you've got less stuff. But when you're living in a small space, every inch counts. It's important to make the most of the storage options available to you, whether it's a closet, under bed area, or even the wall space. One simple way to maximize storage is to use under bed storage containers or buy a bed that has built-in storage underneath it. Then you can hold things like clothing, shoes, linens, and other items that you don't use every day. They're a great way to free up space in your closet or dresser and keep things organized and out of sight. Having ones with wheels makes it super easy to get them in and out. Another strategy is to use hanging shelves or organizers. These can be hung on the back of a door or on a closet rod to create extra storage space for shoes, bags, or other accessories. Hanging organizers are especially useful in small bathrooms where counter space is limited. And don't forget about using vertical space too. Tall bookshelves are a great way to store books, decorative items, or even pantry items in a kitchen. Wall-mounted organizers can be useful for storing office supplies, crafting materials, or even cleaning products. If you're in Europe, you're more likely to have a freestanding closet or wardrobe. Then you can use the space on top to store things in boxes so they don't get dusty. I've done this with a lot of clients, and IKEA has some lovely looking storage solutions. Just be careful to store things up high that you don't need access to very often. I recently worked with a client where we placed everything for skiing holidays up high, as it's only needed once a year. By maximizing your storage space, you can create a more organized and functional home without sacrificing style or comfort. All right, it's time for my third tip for organizing clutter in a small home. Create designated spaces. One of the best ways to keep clutter under control is to assign a specific purpose to each area of your home. By creating designated spaces, you'll have a place for everything and be able to find what you need quickly and easily. So, for example, you might have a work area where you can keep your computer, paperwork, and office supplies. Or you create a reading nook with a comfortable chair, good lighting, and a bookshelf. You could also have a space for hobbies, such as a sewing area, or a spot for painting or crafting. The key is to make sure that each designated space is tailored to your needs and interests. This will help you stay organized and motivated to use the space for its intended purpose. Another benefit of creating designated spaces is that it can help you stay focused and productive. When you have a specific place to work or relax, you'll be less likely to get distracted by clutter or other distractions. So take some time to think about the different areas of your home and how you can create designated spaces that work for you, whether it's a home office or a meditation corner. Having a designated space can make a big difference in keeping your home organized and clutter-free. Okay, next tip. When you're living in a small space, it's important to make every piece of furniture count. That's where multifunctional furniture comes in. These pieces serve more than one purpose, which can help you save space and reduce clutter. For example, a storage ottoman can serve as both a footrest and a place to store blankets, pillows, or other items. A sofa bed can provide extra seating during the day and a comfortable bed for guests at night. A dining table with built-in storage can help keep dishes and table linens organized and within easy reach. The benefits of investing in multifunctional furniture go beyond just saving space. These pieces can also be more cost-effective and environmentally friendly than buying separate pieces for each purpose. Plus, they can add versatility and style to your home. So when you're shopping for furniture, consider pieces that can serve multiple purposes. Look for hidden storage compartments, convertible features, or pieces that can easily be moved or reconfigured. We have a coffee table in our living room, which has a ton of storage inside it that pops out as a hidden drawer. I'll demonstrate it in my Instagram stories next week. By using multifunctional furniture, you can make the most of your small space and keep clutter under control. Okay, so, I almost forgot my final tip for organizing clutter in a small home. This one is important no matter the size of your home. Establish a routine. It's easy to let clutter build up when you're busy or feeling overwhelmed. That's why it's important to create a routine for tidying up and putting things away. By establishing a routine, you can make cleaning and organizing a habit, which can help keep clutter under control. Here's a few extra tips for creating and sticking to a tidying routine. First, start with small goals. For example, commit to making your bed every morning or doing the dishes before going to bed. Second, set a schedule that works for you. Some people prefer to clean a little bit every day, that's me, while others prefer to set aside a specific day or time for cleaning. Third, make it enjoyable. Put on your favorite music or podcast while you clean and set yourself a reward for after. I always sit down with a coffee. Finally, be realistic and flexible. Life happens, and it's okay to miss a day or adjust your routine when necessary. The benefits of having a tidy home go beyond just aesthetics. A clean and organized space can have a positive impact on your mental health and well-being. It can reduce stress, improve focus, and make it easier to relax and enjoy your home. So take some time to establish a tidying routine that works for you. Your home and your mind will thank you for it. I did an episode just on this. So go to caroline-thor.com/podcast and look for episode 19, organized in 15 minutes or less. So that was my final tip for organizing clutter in a small home. Remember, it's all about finding what works for you and sticking to it. Remember, even if you don't live in a small space, these tips can be applied to any room or area that needs decluttering and organization. Prioritizing and decluttering, maximizing storage space, creating designated spaces, using multifunctional furniture, and establishing a routine are all key strategies for keeping clutter under control. By following these tips, you can create a home that feels spacious, functional, and peaceful. No more searching for lost items or feeling overwhelmed by clutter. So, start small, take one step at a time. Whether you're organizing a whole house or just one room, these tips can help you create a space that you love. Thanks again for listening. Don't forget to follow and leave me a review. And tune in next time for more tips and tricks for living an organized life. Until next time. If you've enjoyed this episode, please send the link to a friend you know would appreciate it. Subscribe and leave a review. I look forward to bringing you more organizing tips next time. But if you can't wait until then, you can go to my website or find me on Instagram at caro.thor or on Facebook at Caroline Organizer. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to guiding you on your journey to find your clutter-free ever after.